brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Rick and Brad on the Cat.
So we found the audio of Shaq on Jimmy Kimmel. I told this story during Showbiz News about him going on Tinder and having to delete because the lady wouldn't believe that he was really Shaq. Somebody called in and said he should have had either the general in his profile photo with him or maybe the little army helmet on that he wears when he does the general commercials. But here is Shaq himself telling the story.
Are you dating? Are you on Tinder or anything like that? I heard you were on Tinder at one point.
I signed up for Tinder.
You did?
Put in my name.
Uh-huh.
And I tried to make a person meet me, and they didn't believe it was me.
Nobody believed it was you.
I was like, it's me, it's Shaq. First. No, you're not. And you know what she said? Shaq would never be on this. So I had to hit delete. I had to delete my account. She was hot, too. I was like, in 5 minutes, please meet me at Starbucks. And they, no. Stranger danger, no.
I mean, maybe Shaq just wants to meet a normal lady. Maybe he doesn't want to be on the celebrity app. Maybe he doesn't want to date some young starlet.
You can tell he's salty about it because he goes, ah, she was hot too.
Yeah, right.
Still got the red ass.
Well, it's one of the rare times where Shaq gets told no, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But still.
But if you're Shaq, I could see the appeal of like just trying to meet a normal person.
I don't know, man. You're running the risk of somebody that's like thinking they could get some Shaq money.
Maybe. I think that's always the case, no matter the celebrity status, right?
I don't know. I mean, nobody's trying to get my money.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But with Shaq, I would think that that's a possibility. But then you go on the celebrity app where you're less concerned about them trying to get your money, but they're trying to make a name for themselves off of your name. They're trying to piggyback on your career.
Yeah. I could see that.
I mean, if you're Cardi B and nobody knows who you are, I'm saying before she was Cardi B.
Right. When she was just stripper Cardi B.
Whatever she was.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I could date Shaq and everybody. That'll get me out there. People to know who I am and see me. And then I can promote my career based on that. I'm sure he's put off by that as much as he would be somebody trying to get his money. As evidenced by the fact that he's going on Twitter. Dude set up a Twitter profile.
No.
I mean, Tinder. My bad.
She was hot, too.
Stranger danger.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
We used to follow Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
And he would do that on Twitter. He would tell people, I'm going to this movie at this time.
I'll buy all
Sunday
your tickets.
Sunday night. I'll buy everybody's ticket.
Yeah.
Come meet me.
He used to jump in. What was his deal? I think it was McDonald's he was a huge fan of. That he had a pregame meal, a postgame meal, all this stuff set up. And he wasn't even affiliated with McDonald's at the time. I think he wound up doing some stuff with them. But he did a similar thing where he's like, meet me here at this location. I'll buy everybody's meals.
Yeah.
You know.
So I wish I had the kind of money to be able to do stuff like that.
That's
you know
so
how much
great.
Fun that would be?
Yeah. Or like Shaq does. Every year at the holidays, he'll walk into a random Walmart, pay off all the layaway
We've had
stuff.
Those stories of him buying cars for people.
Yeah.
Oh, it's yeah. Like, you need a car? I'll buy you a car.
I saw a video on social media. It's probably been a year or two now. But he's got this special shoemaker that has to make all of his shoes because he's got ginormous feet. And apparently some high school kid reached out to him on social media and said, hey, I've got a big foot problem. And so Shaq like flew him and his mom out to his shoemaker guy and whatever shoes he wanted.
Did you read that story? I sent you a story over the weekend about Yu Darvish, the baseball player.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was
what
a great story. Yeah.
And it's buried in a piece on sportsillustrated.com. But a woman reached out to Yu Darvish just to tell him, supposedly. I mean, this is the sad thing about our society now is you have to question whether somebody really just reached out to him to tell him the story. But the woman reached out to tell him that she had taken her son. Her son's a San Diego Padres fan, and the Padres are who Yu Darvish plays for now. And they live in Tennessee. Well, the Padres were playing in Atlanta. And so they drove 3 hours or 4 hours or something like that to Atlanta to take their son, 10-year-old son, to the game. And it got rained out. And Yu Darvish stood in the dugout, stood by the stands at the dugout and signed autographs for a bunch of people because the game was rained out. And he signed this kid's baseball. And so she said, I wrote him a note to tell him this. I wanted to reach out to you and tell you this story because it really made my kid's day. You made him so happy. And she shared that the kid, she said something to the kid about, you know, I'm sorry, we'll make it up and we'll come to another game. I'm sorry that the game got rained out. And the kid was like, I'm glad it rained, because if it hadn't rained, I wouldn't have gotten to meet Yu Darvish. And Yu Darvish signed his baseball for him.
Right.
And so she reached out on Twitter to say thank you. All right, here it is. I'll read you some of this. She said, a boy named Landon, who for his, this is a writer that's telling the story, for his 10th birthday was gifted a trip by his grandparents to Truist Park in Atlanta to see the Padres play the Braves. He's a Padres fan. He and his dad made the 3.5-hour trip from Tennessee, where he lives, but the game was postponed due to rain, which would bum any kid out. But one player stood outside to sign autographs in the rain, Yu Darvish. Landon was thrilled when he got a ball signed. He and his dad, wait a minute. I hate these Twitter things where you have to like keep reading the same segment over and over again. Landon's mom is not a baseball fan, but she noticed how happy he was despite the rainout and sent Yu Darvish a message on Instagram. Didn't expect him to write back, but wanted to say thanks for standing in the rain and making her son happy with a signed ball. And then Yu Darvish wrote back the next day, and he said, after signing, someone asked, why were you signing in the rain? And he said, there might be kids who had a promise with their parents to go to a ball game and waited months, so it would be better for them if I saw them and communicated with them. You got to remember, Yu Darvish is Japanese.
Right.
Or Chinese. He's Asian, and I don't think English is his first language. So it would be better for them if I saw them and communicated with them rather than not, because I think that it could create a lasting memory for them. If there really are families like that, if I could even help in the slightest, I'd be happy. Hope you get to the game safely on Wednesday, which was going to be the makeup game. And then the next day he followed up again and said he wanted to know if he could gift Landon and the whole family a trip to Petco Park in San Diego to see the Padres, since the trip to Atlanta got rained out. He offered to pay for the flights, the hotel, and the tickets. So he and his dad accepted, and so he flew the kid and his dad to San Diego to go to the game on
and
him.
Had the time of their lives.
Oh yeah, and he
sure.
got there's a picture of him with Yu Darvish in the dugout. He got him signed cleats, a glove, and an autographed Fernando Tatis Jr. jersey. Landon said it was the best day of his life.
And
what a great story.
And it is. And when you sent me that over the weekend, like I know Yu Darvish just because of the name. I don't watch a lot of baseball anymore because I've just sort of, I'm not interested in general. It's kind of lost me. But stories like that make you a fan of anyone from any sport that's willing to use their status or celebrity or you know,
there was a story about
people hold them on a pedestal to do awesome stuff like that for fans.
There was a story about Jalen Hurts that came out last year when he was a rookie with the Eagles. And I don't even remember the details of it, but it was a similar story to that where like some kid had some deal and like the kids kept stealing his lunchbox or something. And so his mom had to have a lunchbox made or his backpack. And his mom had this backpack embroidered with his name on it so that it was an Eagles backpack or some. The guy was a super fan of, and I may be completely screwing this up. I'm trying to tell you off the top of my head without having to look it up. But Jalen Hurts, like, read the story because the mom reached out to him because he was a Jalen Hurts fan or something. And Jalen went out and had his name embroidered onto the backpack that he carries and shared it with the kid so that the kid would not feel like he was the only one. It's just stuff like that makes me really like individual people, even if I don't care. Yu Darvish pitched for the Rangers. I knew of him. I didn't know a whole lot about him. But that story makes me really love the guy. The unfortunate thing is there are people that read that and go, well, how come I didn't get a trip from Yu Darvish?
How can I take advantage of?
Right, exactly. And as opposed to going, you know what? That's really cool. What a stand-up guy to do that for somebody.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Hello and welcome again to Rick and Brad Theater. We open this morning as a man goes in to visit his doctor. All righty, come right on in here.
Doc, there's something wrong, man. I can't do all the things around the house I used to do. I need you to figure out what's wrong with me.
Okay. Well, let's do some tests then and see what we can find out. Okie dokie. You like a doctor that says okie dokie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gives me a sense of confidence.
After the test results are returned, the doctor and the man reconvene.
All right, Doc, I can take it. Whatever it is, just in plain English, I need to be able to understand it. What is wrong with me?
Well, after looking over your charts and everything here, I see that it turns out you're just lazy.
Okay, now give me the medical term so I can tell my old lady. Because just plain lazy is not going to cut it with your wife.
Wait till you get home.
I got chronic. What kind of chronic do nothingness TV-opolis?
Some kind of
TV satisis.
Okay. Yeah, ISIS. You got in with a osis. Teptosis. Some kind of ptosis.
Rick and Brad Radio.
If you've ever been out of the country and gone to like a KFC or a McDonald's, you see that they've got weird foreign items on their menu.
Yeah, because they try to like associate with the local culture a little
bit.
Well, yeah,
they want to put something on the menu that the people that live there, they don't exist in Beijing for us.
Right.
They exist in Beijing so that they Chinese people will go there.
Right. But you can still get you a quarter pounder or a Big Mac, right? And some of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
They always have one or two items. That I can't promise you that it's a quarter pounder.
Okay.
But there's the story out of England about a guy who says he's going to go vegan now because he found what he thinks is a pig nipple in... Pig nipple is a funny word. Pig nipple may be my next band's name. He found a pig nipple in a bacon roll. And a bacon roll, which is just as interesting to me as the pig nipple aspect of this, looks to be an English muffin with ketchup and essentially ham on it. It's not even what we think of as bacon. And it is highly disturbing looking to me.
Yeah, it looks like a Canadian bacon sandwich.
With ketchup on it. Whoa. The ketchup is way more disturbing to me than the pig nipple part of it.
Yeah.
But this guy says, I found this pig nipple, and now I'm going to go vegan. McDonald's says, no, you didn't. There's no way that is a pig nipple, because we use back bacon that comes from the back of the pig, not from the belly of the pig, where the nipple would be.
Interesting. I didn't know you could make bacon from the back of a pig.
Yes, dude. You never heard of back bacon?
No.
That's basically Canadian bacon.
Okay.
It's back bacon.
Did not know that.
Some people might call it ham.
Maybe I should have paid attention in 4-H.
The rep said, we use back bacon in all of our bacon rolls, and due to the location that this cut is taken from, we're confident that this customer is mistaken in his claim. But the guy says he was revolted to the point that it's put him off meat, and now he's going to go vegan. This is sort of like Rick's deal with the monkey butts on the banana.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
It ain't a monkey butt. There's no way it's a monkey butt. It's a banana. The only association it has with monkeys is that monkeys eat bananas, and yet he won't eat the ends of a banana because he says it looks like a monkey butt.
Yeah, he knocks off about a third of each and eats the middle.
This is a grown-ass man.
And eats the middle of the banana. I didn't believe you until I saw him do it in the studio one day.
He throws away half the banana.
Easily. Easily half.
I mean, I always say he breaks a third off one end, a third off the other end, and he eats the third in the middle. I'll be a little more generous and say a quarter off each end, and then there's half of it left.
Yeah.
But dude's throwing away lots of banana just because he thinks it looks like a monkey butt.
Did you see the picture of this? I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what it looks like.
Well, it looks like a pig nipple if you want it to look like a pig nipple.
Yeah, it honestly just looks like the fat in that area of the bacon just blistered as it was being cooked or something.
Yes,
but pig nipple. It's like great.
Pig nipple makes the whole story. If it was anything but pig nipple, I wouldn't even be interested in the story. But because I get to say pig nipple, I felt like we needed to talk about this story. So anyway, McDonald's says no way it's a nipple because it came from the back. So there you go.
I learned something new today.
Could be pig backney.
And
by the way, pig backney, not nearly as fun to say as pig nipple.
No. But this Canadian bacon ketchup sandwich is pretty revolting.
Yeah, again, that's to me the grossest part of the whole thing. But hey, you do you, UK.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
One of the biggest surprises from the first weekend in the NFL was the fact that Green Bay, who a lot of people expected to be, if not the top contender, one of the top two or three contenders in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl. And not that this rules them out, but they took a huge loss in week one, 38-3 to the New Orleans Saints. And Aaron Rodgers was pretty dismissive of it after the game. Talked about, well, sometimes you just play poorly, blah, blah, blah. The fans not happy about that. Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee's show yesterday and gave an interview. And it's funny because he first off says he doesn't like to make excuses for his interceptions. And then he promptly goes into making an excuse for at least one of the interceptions.
I don't like to make a lot of excuses for interceptions. There's some ones you wish you had back. There's some ones that really aren't your fault. That one was entirely due to the double shot I took. Right before I'm throwing it, I took a left kind of clothesline, and somebody on the right, you know, with a right kind of cross, double shot. That was a painful one. They got their money's worth on that one.
So this raises a question to me. Wouldn't every nut shot technically be a double nut shot?
I mean, you know, you had a nut shot before. You know it's possible to do a single, do an ace.
Yeah, but I'm saying by virtue of the fact that you have a pair or you have a double, if you will, mm-hmm. wouldn't any shot that you take be a double?
Well, now, also another way to analyze and break this down is he talking about two guys hit the sack? Oh, sack. That gives a whole new meaning to quarterback sack, doesn't it? Is that what he's talking about?
Maybe. Yeah,
he talked about two guys.
If you listen to his explanation, he's saying that two guys hit him in the nards. So that's where he's getting
so
double.
Double.
But I'm saying that technically every nut shot would be a double because most of us have two of them.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you're probably onto something there. Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's so celebrity that I don't like to make excuses for my interceptions. But that one was a double nut shot. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Anybody could clearly see that.
I'm glad he joked about it because everybody was a little pissy with him anyway about how he came into the season and just kind of, you know, half-assed it in and kind of hippied around. I don't know if I want to play anymore. So 35-3, not good. Not a good look right out of the gates. But I'm sure they'll be fine. They'll be all right.
38-3.
38.
FYI. Sorry. Yeah, 35-point loss.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Hello and welcome again to Rick and Brad Theater. We open this morning as two guys are talking quietly at the office.
So, hey man, how was your birthday?
It was okay, I guess.
What, you didn't like the gift we got you? I mean, everybody pitched in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was nice. You guys got me a sweater. I was hoping for like a screamer or a moaner.
This sweater. Who among us?
Sorry, guys.
I know. We've all been there.
Everybody got the sweater before.
Rick and Brad Radio.
So I was reading this story yesterday about the pandemic and people losing friends during the pandemic. Now, I'm not talking about like social media friends. I'm talking about actual people that you have an in-person relationship with. Have you unfriended anybody through the course of the pandemic?
No, I don't think so anyway. I don't pay much attention to like stuff. Are you talking about on Facebook or whatever?
No, I'm talking about in general.
Oh. In general. No, I don't have that many friends, so I just, you know, the two or three that I have.
I have gotten off of the social media. I've been on Facebook in I don't know when, and my life is so much better because of it. I am, like, so much less stressed. But I would, when I was regularly on social media, would just unfollow people. Because, you know, you don't have to dump somebody as a friend to not see their spiel. Yeah. And so I would just go through and go, click unfollow, and then I don't have to see whatever they're yammering on about. But I will tell you, there are some people that I quit hanging out with during the course of the pandemic. Not that I'm not friends with them anymore, but I don't want to hang out with them just because I think they're a little fast and loose with what they're doing. and I'm not real comfortable with it.
Wow.
Kron?
Yeah.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
There's no one that I would say I've unfriended. There's friends that I have not seen as much. I've only seen a handful of friends since the beginning of the pandemic. Yeah. But as far as like permanently axing them from my life, I have not done that. But I have unfollowed people for sure on social media.
Has there been anybody that has come out and been so vocally either pro or anti-vax and you disagree with or uncomfortable with their opinion that you were surprised by?
Not necessarily that I was surprised by, but maybe the level of conviction that they had about it.
It seems
to me that
you typically have an idea that the person could go that way, whether you've seen it or not.
Yeah, but it hasn't come up until something like this happens. And
I'll tell you this.
Up.
I've had a couple of people, people always complain about it, but I'll say it. I'm vaccinated and believe in the vaccine and support it. I've been surprised by a couple of people that I've talked to that are like very opposed to the vaccine, and I don't fully understand why.
I don't either. I don't get it either. I keep going back to when we were kids, we had to get stuff and inoculations or vaccines before we went to school. And now that this is, I guess, CDC stamped, I don't see the difference. I mean, just get it.
And don't tell me what to do, Rick Walker.
I'm not.
Don't tell me what to do.
Why is that other stuff, though? I don't get, you know, I mean, I'm open to hearing why that is. I just don't know, you know, why that's like, that's not a thing, but this is. I don't get it. It's a little political feeling to me, but I don't know.
I don't think I've had any friends, people that I know well, that I've been shocked by. Of course, now the world is such that I don't get that shocked by anything. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. I never saw that coming, but okay, I'm not. I'll be surprised, but not shocked, if that makes sense. Most of the people that I know that have been so vocal in opposition to it or been so politically motivated by it were pretty political in that way before, and so I'm not completely. I'm more surprised in a macro sense of. How did this become a political conversation than I am that, oh, yeah, well, that guy, of course, he's going to hold that opinion because he's always been on that side of the fence politically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, like, with vaccines, like, there's never been a reason for me to, like, get a lot of my friends' viewpoints on vaccines. It's never come up. There's never been a virus before that we've had to have that conversation. It hasn't been a current event that brings up the topic. So I think maybe there's been a little bit of surprise in, like, how much they do or don't believe in the vaccine, but that's kind of normal because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
The thing that I have seen is how little I know politically about most of my friends, I think I would say. Maybe not most, but a lot of my friends. Like, that's not something that is in the realm of our relationship. It's, well, I guess the ultimate thing is, it's not the primary motivating factor in my life in general. And so I have lots of relationships that, like, I don't know and don't care what that person's politics is. And
quite frankly, never come up before.
Quite frankly, in some instances, I don't want to know because if we keep that out of the relationship, then everybody's happier for it. And I think that's something that we've done as a society is everything's become so much more political or more outspoken politically that now that becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's an interesting point because I've never pinpointed it like that to where it's not the big factor in my life, the political part of stuff. That's a good point. And so I'm not as adamant and like fired up about stuff as some are. I have just other stuff that I like to do.
Well, in case you're wondering, about 1 in 7 people said that they have unfriended. And again, unfriended meaning really stopped being friends with someone or ended a relationship with someone in their real life because of the pandemic in some form or fashion, which I think is sort of interesting. Yeah. It's become this big dividing line between us.
Kind of a lower number than I thought, though.
Really?
One in seven. Yeah.
I probably would
have
guessed 10.
If you would have said 5 out of 7, I would have been really shocked. But 1 out of 7, that's not too bad.
I would have guessed right. 10 to 20%. So I think that's 14%. If I remember, I put the story away now.
I would guess about like that.
Yeah,
10, 14.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Remember a couple of years ago when the ice cream manufacturers had to start putting the plastic strip on the ice cream containers because people were going through the freezers and licking the ice cream and putting the lid back on it and putting it in. So you thought that was the grossest thing you'd ever heard from a grocery store freezer. I got Channel 4 has a little here, hold my beer for you.
News 4's Austin Brissett on the Nightly.
Well, Jolene, Brent, I've done a lot of stories in my relatively short career, but I've never seen anything like this. The story is very disturbing in several ways, and for one more woman, it turned out to be a terrible situation.
And I pick up a bag of pizza rolls, and there's literally...
A Sunday trip to the store turned out to be more than what this mom bargained for.
Human. Excuse my language.
I was upset. I was disgusted. I feel like I was violated.
Shirley Wright Johnson from Moore is still trying to comprehend what happened while picking up a bag of pizza rolls from the freezer section.
I grabbed the bag. I felt something smushy on the bag, so I turned it over, and there it was.
Police saying it was human feces. While Shirley says another bag had been placed on top of it, covering it up.
I was so disgusted, I was almost in tears.
Lieutenant Kyle Johnson with Moore Police says they want to talk to this man in connection to the case.
That individual was then observed and went to the cooler section where he proceeded to defecate inside one of the coolers before leaving the business.
Adding that he was also allegedly taking pictures of female customers inside the store.
It's a little bit disturbing. It's kind of out there. We don't see this much.
Shirley immediately alerting employees, cleaning her hands, and then heading home with her two kids.
Bleached my hand. I disinfected my hand. All the way home, they still was like, Mom, I can smell it. I can smell it. And I'm like, I smell it too, baby.
Even 2 days later, still struggling to voice her frustration with what took place.
You can't even put it into words.
Okay, so I've got an update on they found the guy and apprehended him. The police did. So we'll have to see what we find out more about it. But the guy was picked up and taken in. All I had was the photo, the video of him in the grocery store. You can't see his face. He's wearing a Thunder hoodie and a visor that's pulled down over his face, so you can't see his face. But the thing about it is, this is how we know we've become a different city. Now, instead of wearing cat shirts, unapprehended perps are wearing Thunder merchandise. So I don't know if that speaks to the difficulty of getting cat merchandise and the ease of getting Thunder merchandise or just the popularity of the Thunder. But what an absurd, disturbing story that the woman reached in to get a bag of pizza rolls and got a big plop.
Yeah, and when I go grocery shopping, sometimes you don't like to take the top, bag of pizza rolls or the top frozen pizza. You've reached for the second one, and so you think you're doing the right thing.
The second one would have been worse in this case.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if you're reaching for the second one, that's how you get all that doo-doo on your hands.
Right.
It's just horrific. The woman's story is not funny. I feel bad for the woman and her family, but the absurdity of it is how do you not?
Crazy. Can you imagine just having the guts to poop without anybody seeing you and not being fearful of somebody
in the freezer?
By?
The guy in opened the freezer door and backed into
it. Physically. How do you do it? I think I speak for everyone when I'd like to.
I think he backed into it and leaned up against the shelf. And let it
go. There's never been a time where I've been at the grocery store and there's not anybody else in the freezer section.
I mean, do you go all the way to the ankle with the pants or just enough below your butt cheeks?
I can't speak to that. I don't know. They did not release that footage, Rick. My question is, did he play on his phone while he was going?
I was trying to find this story on Google, so I typed in poop. Pizza rolls, and before I could even type in more, how the autofill on Google, it put, will pizza rolls help me poop, which I didn't know.
Is that a thing?
Probably.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably would.
Well, I mean, if you're if you're looking for the D, then yes, pizza rolls. Mm-hmm. Enough pizza rolls will certainly help you, I'm sure, in that instance. So anyway, the good news is the hard-hitting officers in the Moore PD found this guy and have taken him into custody. So I mean, we'll keep you advised, Rick.
Yes. We'll follow up on the story. The guy's having to watch the surveillance thing, though. I mean, oh.
I heard the reporter talking
at the beginning. Who was that?
Yeah.
Austin Merced, I think, is his name.
Yeah.
In his short career.
One of the most disturbing stories.
Well, favorite part, the thing I laughed at when I watched it the first time was the same thing you laughed at, Cron, when the cop goes, that was kind of disturbing. Kind of disturbing? Mm-hmm. What have you seen that's more disturbing than a guy dumping in the frozen food section?
Well, they do see a lot
because
of
stuff. We don't see this often. Have you ever seen it before?
Right.
I mean, that's disturbing.
That's true.
Did the guy have toilet paper there, too?
I mean, wouldn't go on that aisle?
I'm always curious about that. People that just drop one and then, like, they don't have to clean up. Like, spoiler alert, the guy in White Lotus, like, you can just drop it and walk away? What are you, a dog?
I know.
I would just think that's the aisle you go on.
Even a dog has to scoot his butt on the ground.
Right, I love how she bleaches her hands and the kids are like, Mom,
I can still smell it.
I can too, baby.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Hello and welcome again to Rick and Brad Theater. We begin our story this morning in a drinking establishment, seedy, sweaty, humid drinking establishment as two old dudes talk.
Oh, listen, man, it's not the end of the world. Just cheer up, chin up, my brother. There's lots of fish in the sea. Got to get back out there. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. It's easy for you to say, man, but what would you do, you know, if you came home and your old lady was there sleeping with some other dude, other guy?
Well, I guess the first thing I'd do is break his cane and kick his C&I dog in the ass. Oh, hey. See, my wife's not real attractive. Get it?
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Rick and Fred Radio.
Heinz is now selling for $5.70 plus $2 shipping. You can get a Heinz packet roller. It's a keychain that has a corner cutter and then a roller. So you cut the corner like a cigar cutter. You cut the corner off, and then you run it through this roller, and they say it gets every drop of ketchup out of a packet.
Immediate thought is I get plenty from the packet. I don't know that I need to go through that process. I can do the squish and get it. But
I don't like
it does keep
packets.
It out from under your fingernails.
That's my beef with it, Cron. I like the little tray thing, the little tub thing that they have. I don't know why that should be the only thing that Heinz produces.
Yes. Somebody at a restaurant last week gave me one of those tiny little glass bottles of Heinz.
I hate them.
What a nightmare. I'm having to jam the knife in the top of it to try to get it just give me the packet.
I don't know why they make those little tiny bottles. I guess it's classier seeming than the packets. But
it's not classy to see me jamming that knife and the ketchup getting all over my hand. Like, it was just a mess.
But yeah, you go to HeinzPacketRoller.com and for $5.70 plus $2 shipping. It actually is a really cleverly invented thing. It's like something you'd see on Shark Tank. Aren't you tired of not getting every little drop of ketchup?
I know, that's true.
My partner and I have come up with the perfect solution.
And it was born out of frustration.
It's the packet roller. Sometimes you can't get the corner open just right. We solved that problem for you, too.
Another one
similar
to that. Yeah,
not really a problem. I thought it was the more genius story that I heard this week were the Hidden Valley trays. They're like the
But you know why they're doing that?
They're like the ketchup packets.
Yeah, but you know why
they're
doing that? They're doing it for Halloween so people can use them for trick-or-treating.
I would like to take them on vacation with me or
Hidden
travel.
Hidden Valley Ranch treat-size packets of ranch dressing for people to give out on Halloween. A bag of 30 costs $20 plus shipping.
Too much money.
A dollar a pack is too much?
I mean, when you're thinking about how much candy costs, maybe candy does kind of cost that much now.
I'm not wanting that in my bag as a kid. So, I got ranch dressing.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
If you're a cool
you're gonna
house, be, then you have the full-size bottle.
You're going to be pissed off because you're not
going to
get the whole bottle.
Yeah. How the best houses hand out the full-size candy.
Don't go to Rick's house. He's giving out the little package. You need to go to Lauren's house. She's giving you a whole bottle of Hidden Valley ranch.
I'm going to Jake from State Farm's bottle. House because he's got a big jug of ranch that he's
Oh, that's right. He doesn't even want it. Parker hooked him up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go to HeinzPacketRoller.com, and while supplies last, you can get your Heinz Packet Roller. I'm going to get me one, ain't you?
I think I'm okay.
Don't re-gift
I'll
it
use yours
me,
first and see if how
I
much
need
you
a
like
keychain
it.
That I can put my little lotto scratcher great. Thing on. I can put my Heinz Packet, like all my little
bottle
tools I can put on there.
Your dauber, your bingo dauber.
I gave you one of them scratchers, didn't I, Rick? Or did I just send you a picture of mine?
You sent me a picture of yours. Yeah. He texted me a photo of yours. But they're cool. What was on it? I forget. It had
the Oklahoma Lottery logo.
Lottery logo, yeah.
It's just like a guitar pick, but it's made to scratch off the lottery scratchers.
I need one. I mean, that I would use more than the ketchup thingy.
I want that.
But if you put that in a little mini dauber.
Uh-huh.
And what else? You got the roller.
You got my ketchup roller. I mean, you basically are making a modern Swiss Army knife.
Without all the violence.
Exactly. I mean, who needs that? You don't need that metal toothpick. Nobody wants that thing.
And it's the Swiss Army
the
hack.
Corkscrew. That corkscrew doesn't even work. So you can take that off of there.
Right.
The little scissors are never worth a damn.
No.
I think we're
on to
something.
Trim your nose hairs with those? Yeah. I mean, let's do a life hack keychain and we just put little life hack things on there.
I'm down. I'm in.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
So remember the video we have of Kron somewhere? Ryan's not here and I can't go find it. But as a little girl, basically we knew she was going to grow up to be in the media as a little girl because she was like, what is it, KVOO?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, you're running around
station.
Being a little wiseacre. And you were reporting from the playground on KVOO. If this little girl now grows up to be a veterinarian, she'll be following in your footsteps. This is a video that has been being shared around here lately.
Cut these off.
Cut what off?
Those pom things.
Those pom poms?
Oh.
Ava, those are his balls.
What?
Those are his balls. Those are his testicles.
You said you're going to cut them off.
Yeah, but not with scissors.
With what?
You take them to the vet. And they do a surgery.
So the little girl comes in with scissors and says she's ready to cut off the dog's pom-poms.
Yeah.
I kind of get it. I mean, how is she supposed to know?
Well, Mom said we were going to cut them off.
Yeah.
Pom-poms. I'm going to start calling them that.
I love how literal a little kid at that age is. Like, Mom says we're going to cut them off, so go get the scissors and let's cut them off. Well, no. Yeah. See, that's one of the intricacies of the English language you got there. I didn't mean we're literally going to get the scissors and cut off the pom-poms right now. That means we're going to take them to the vet, and he's going to remove them surgically.
Yeah.
Said cut off the pom-poms.
Right.
Let's get them. And then there's this one. This is a parrot that is not too pleased with the cat's meowing.
Shut up. Quiet. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
The attitude of the parrot when it tells the cat to shut the F up is hilarious.
Wow. It's a cat parent.
It's not only picked up the words, but it's picked up the inflections. Listen to how much it expresses in the way it says these words.
Shut up. Quiet. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
and learned that from
from the owner, whoever the owner is. But the owner obviously not too happy with the cat either.
Right. Shut up.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm surprised there wasn't an F-bomb in there.
Well, there was. They bleeped it out. Shut the F up.
I sound way worse when I'm talking to my dog to stop barking out the window.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.